Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Hi, I'm Karolina. I have a startup called Emotai, and we are boosting gamers' performance.
And how do you boost a gamer's performance?
That's a good question.
Probably with that headset, that headband.
Exactly. So this is one of the prototypes. We developed a headband that tracks brainwaves and heart rates, and gamers wear it while they are playing. And after the game, we will be able to determine if they were in the correct or the wrong mindset to win.
Okay.
And if they're not, we tell them how they can reach it.
Wow.
So it's for, like, competitive mostly.
Exactly.
Okay.
In the beginning, at least, we're focusing on competitive gamers.
Okay.
And what kind of things does it sense?
It sends, so the brainwaves and heart rate gives, we play some algorithms in it, and we are able to determine focus levels, engagement levels, if they are getting burned out or not, and heart rate.
Which I can imagine all varies depending on how you're feeling or what's going on during a competition. So
of course, yeah, that's why we're also applying machine learning to be able to determine how each person's performance level is the ideal one.
Okay.
And we did all of that in correlation with the game itself. Information from the game, like kill-death ratios, assists, and also the webcam. So in the future, maybe we will only be able to use the software because we are learning so much from all of the data that we are gathering.
Okay. So you're using data from the game.
Yeah.
Are you integrating with the games or are you taking like the feed out of the game?
We are removing it from the game, but in the future, we are planning on talking with game developers so that we can actually integrate it with the game. So you would be able to control the game just with your headset.
Oh.
Ah.
To go the other way.
Yes.
Oh. That's
exactly.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So you got goals.
Of course.
So I've used this a couple of times over the years. We used to do a thing at Christmas time. What's the thing that each host wants? And I always joked that I wanted this mind-controlled little marble maze thing. And I finally got it. I had to change. I had to change my answer because I used it for years. And it was such a cool idea, but obviously limited in its capability because this was probably 7 years ago. From what we've seen, the technology has gotten far better in the last couple of years. Yeah, you know, we've seen drones that can be controlled with thought.
Exactly.
The idea of bringing that to an actual, like, real video game is awesome.
Of course, it's a product of the future because we are still processing all of the data and improving our algorithms. But it's the best way is to start with games because we are getting so much data just from them playing the game that in the future they would be able to actually just control it. So it's ideal.
Okay. So how I know that a lot of I don't want to call mind control, but
yes.
Thought controlled devices require like initial training to determine what is what.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a base case as well, like a neutral stage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case here?
We do it now. We are trying to eliminate it to find some ways so that the user doesn't have to wait. But currently what we do is it has to wait 1 minute. But it's okay because it's how long normally the game takes to load.
Right.
So it just starts the software and then the game is loading and it's the neutral stage. And then we see above or below that stage if he's stressed or not or if he's focused or not.
Okay. And if it takes too long to load, maybe you can see the beginning of some stress.
I know.
You're like, why isn't this loading? It doesn't usually take this long.
Yeah.
Or the network goes down.
Oh, no. That would be frustration right ahead, right there.
Yeah.
Negative thoughts everywhere.
So what does this band connect to directly?
It does through Bluetooth to your computer.
Okay. So you have an application open on your computer.
Yeah. We have our own software. It's called Tempest. You open it before you start the game. It will measure your normal state, so the Kay. Neutral state. It will, after that, we'll be able to determine if you are in the right or wrong state to start the game. And if you're not, we'll give you exercises, like focus exercises, breathing exercises. And then we prepare you to that state, and then you can go and play. And if it didn't work out, we will learn from it, and then we'll give you more exercises.
So does it track, like, your training before a big competition? Is there a way to so I can see each of my practices?
Yeah, so that was actually our biggest request from the gamers. They wanted to see how well they were improving. So we now have a progress bar where you can see weekly or monthly or daily how well you are improving on each game and how much you should improve.
That's awesome. And does it also like keep track of your score?
Yes.
For your games?
It keeps track of everything from the game and also from your mindset. So we put everything together.
How does it connect to the video game?
We used to use some information that we remove from the game itself. So some games like League of Legends have an open API where you can remove like when he killed someone or when he died. But the problem with it was that it was very limited and only a few games did it. So now we have our own machine learning algorithm that reads the screen of the game and we remove everything from it.
Oh, okay. That's really cool.
So you're doing screen scraping.
We are.
Okay. Obviously, that can be complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So being able to pull useful data out of that is impressive.
Yeah. Well, currently, we're only looking at the corner of the screen in order to make it faster to process all of the
data.
Fair
enough.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So where did this idea come from?
Well, actually, we had the idea of the headband because we couldn't find, a few years ago, we couldn't find anywhere a headband that would track both brainwaves and heart rate. So we developed our own. We're biomedical engineers. And the team, we had gamers, and they're like, you know what? This could be applied for gamers. They spend so much time playing. There are so many people watching them play and so many much money involved. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just work for it. And we did, and that's where we are now.
It's a crazy good idea. I mean, just the thought that you put something on and it can help you compete in a video game, like,
but
it's mind-blowing.
This is just the beginning. We do want to start with games, but in the future, maybe day traders in financing. Or sports, regular sports, basketball, Formula One as well, that we have been asked to go to those areas.
Nice.
Day trading.
Yes.
Wow.
Because they are dealing with other people's money. It's very stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're nearly manic in their in their highs and lows.
Exactly.
Wow. That'd be interesting. And getting that data would be pretty easy because the market information is available to them, so you could get that information inside.
Mm-hmm. And they are also standing in front of sitting in front of a computer, so it's basically the same process as gaming. Mm-hmm. But of course, we would have to adapt all of our trainings and all of our software for their specific case.
Sure.
So, being a beta, where exactly are you in this process?
We're about to launch our pre-orders, so we'll have a Kickstarter campaign in about a month. And then from there, we are just going to accept as much pre-orders as possible and officially launch in a year. So currently what we're doing is we're testing with teams. We have two teams working right now with us. We are gathering as much feedback as possible so that we're ready for the official launch in 1 year.
Ooh.
Okay. So you're gonna run a Kickstarter. Do you know what kind of perks you're going to offer in your Kickstarter?
Oh, you have to subscribe to the website to find this out. So our website is emotai.tech. You can just subscribe there and you will receive all the information about Kickstarter, the pricing, and when it will happen.
Fantastic. And we'll get an alert probably shortly before it goes live.
Yes.
Excellent. I will be subscribing for sure because I remember your pitch from the Collision app. And I remember thinking, that is a crazy idea. I love it.
I mean, especially if you were interested in the mind game.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an area that has always been interesting to me for as long back as I can remember. And so seeing it, you know, starting to be applied to drones and to video game mental state, all of that is so cool. So is this... like an early prototype? Is it a
Yeah.
How far into the prototype stage are you?
So this is the early prototype. Okay. We have the final version already almost ready for mass production.
Okay.
The problem is I cannot show it because it's being patented.
Gotcha.
But if you check the website, there's a closed version to it. I just can't show everything.
Sure, of course.
Of course.
Makes sense. So let's... It looked like there were a couple of things on the inside.
Yeah. So it has brainwaves. These are the sensors.
Okay.
On the newest version, it has 5 sensors. And it has a heart rate sensor right on this. But this one is in the earlobe. The new version is in the forehead. So everything is integrated in the forehead.
Okay.
And everything was designed thinking of the gamer.
Okay.
So it will not mess with the headphones if they are sitting down against the chair. The design will be perfect for them, and it won't bother them, and it would be as much comfortable as possible since they play for hours on end.
Right.
You're just thinking of everything.
That was one of the things I was worried about. I saw the thing hanging down. I was wondering what that was for.
Yeah.
And I was hoping it was temporary.
It is. The new version no longer has it.
Very cool. So Kickstarter in a month.
Yep.
And then release to market in a year.
Yep.
Okay. What were your goals here at Collision?
So our goal at Collision was to see the gaming market and the esports market here in North America because it's very big. And it's been going well. We've been meeting some people that are inside of the market and to understand
awesome.
How we can actually reach it here.
That's really exciting. I had a feeling that there'd be some people here that would be...
gamers or game developers. Everything.
Which I'm sure. I mean, we're in a tech community. The majority of us probably play video games.
Yeah,
here.
For sure. And a number either, you know, semi-pro or close to semi-pro. So that's pretty cool. If people want more information about your platform, how can they get it?
They can subscribe to our website, emotai.tech, or follow us on social media. We are emotai or emotai.tech in Instagram and LinkedIn and Twitter.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Well, thanks so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Very excited to see this out in the wild.
Thanks.
Have
Thank
a good
you
rest
so
of the day.
Thank you.